Democrat-linked group claims 96,000 extra immigrant voters in Georgia. By Neil Monroe on August 26, 2022. A Democrat-backed group claims to have naturalized almost 100,000 legal immigrants in Georgia before the November elections. Over 96,000 newly naturalized Americans in the state, who naturalized between 2016 and 2020, could significantly influence the outcome of the 2022 midterm elections, said the press statement by National Partnership for New Americans, NPNA, the SEIU Union, and various Georgia-based, pro-migration groups. It added, "This number exceeds over 8 times the state's November 2020 presidential election margin of victory and the 2021 Senate runoff election margin of 93,272 votes. We're knocking on doors, we're having conversations with community members, we are registering people at festivals." Jerry Gonzalez, the CEO of the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials, GALEO, told 11alive.com. "So the Latino electorate in Georgia is truly powerful. And it's also outperforming the national low voter participation rate," he added. The naturalization includes many Indians, who are one of the most pro-diversity, pro-democratic immigrant blocs. The number of newly naturalized citizens originally from India, 11,188, is nearly equal to the margin of victory during the November 2020 presidential election, the statement said. Georgia used to be a solidly red state. However, the growing number of legal and illegal migrants recruited by businesses has allowed the Democrats to gain state seats and to win a national Senate majority in 2021 when Georgians elected 2 Democrat senators. Nationwide, Democrats are hoping to naturalize 2 million legal immigrants in time for the November election. The NPNA website says, "Naturalize now. Vote tomorrow." There are currently 9 million lawful permanent residents eligible to naturalize and become U.S. citizens. "Our campaign goal to naturalize #2 million by 2022 is a partnership among the country's leading immigrant and refugee advocacy and service organizations, cities and counties and national advocacy organizations and unions." In a July report, the group claimed the growing population of additional legal immigrant voters. By the time of the 2022 midterm elections, they can total an estimated 5.19 million. This multiracial, multigenerational, and majority women group of legal immigrant naturalized citizens represent a potential voting bloc that in 2022 can decide various political outcomes, including who controls the U.S. Senate by voting in states like Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Florida. The mass inflow of Democratic voting legal immigrants is protected by the Georgia business groups. The groups, including agriculture, construction, retail, and landlords, strongly favor the extraction of additional workers, consumers, and renters from foreign countries, by both legal and illegal migration. This political skew is reducing American employees' wages, raising their housing costs, and diminishing their political and civic power. The business lobby has huge sway over the state GOP, which has done very little to exclude a huge number of illegal migrants, perhaps 500,000, from the state's jobs, housing, and schools, said D.A. King, the founder of the Dustin Inman Society, which favors immigration reforms to benefit ordinary Americans. For example, King is now trying to get the GOP governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, to enforce a Georgia law that requires sheriffs to report jailed illegals to the federal government. GOP leaders also downplay the data showing that legal migrants strongly favor Democratic legislators. For example, Kemp promoted voting by 5 pro-Democratic foreign language populations when he served as Secretary of State from 2010 to 2018. Kemp won his 2018 election by just 50,000 votes. The state also automatically enrolls citizens for voting whenever they get a new driver's license, said King. "Non-naturalized migrants need to actively opt out to avoid registering for voting," he said, adding that is a huge part of how the Democrats have registered so many voters. "Most immigrant populations tend to move toward the center only after 20 or 40 years. For example, a rising minority share of Latinos is now willing to vote GOP because of the Democrats' bad management of the economy and the border. But high immigration levels ensure a plentiful supply of new voters for Democrats. the left-wing New York Times reported on August 13. Asian American voters have steadily shifted in the direction of Democrats since the turn of the century, as a younger and more liberal generation has come of age politically. While conservative-leaning older voters have turned away from the Republican Party's views on race and national identity. Tracy Hsu, a voter at Democratic Senator Michelle Oh's event, said she planned to vote for Democrats in November because she was upset about gun crime and the rollback of abortion rights. The law enacted by Georgia Republicans to ban most abortions, Ms. Hsu said, reminded her of the repressive reproductive policies in China, where she lived for the first half of her life. But the donor-dominated Georgia GOP is trying to win votes from legal immigrants in Georgia by nominating naturalized immigrants for state seats, the New York Times noted. Republicans have put forward a handful of Asian American candidates, too, Dr. Oh's opponent in her state legislative election this year. Narendra G. Reddy is an Indian American real estate agent and longtime Republican donor. The press statement from the Latino group CASA provided additional information about the newly naturalized voters. This voting bloc, called New American Voters, is racially and ethnically diverse, with a majority coming from Asia, 37,773 or 39%, and the Americas, 34,479 or 36%, followed by new citizens coming from Africa, 15,510 or 16%. These groups respectively are larger than the 11,779 vote margin of victory during the November 2020 presidential election. Approximately 61% are under the age of 45 years. Decades of data show that new immigrants are among the most pro-democratic groups, partly because the Democrats are eager to enable the preservation of their home country's cultures, such as India's caste culture, and also to provide welfare. But there's a certain amount of Republicans who actually believe that a majority of all the immigrants are going to vote for Republicans, he said. It's a mystery to me, he said, adding, the Georgia government is driven by what the Georgia Chamber of Commerce dictates. Voters do not recognize the power of business lobbies in Georgia politics, said King. The Georgia Chamber of Commerce has their own lobbyists around the Capitol, and I know that House Speaker Rep. David Ralston, GA7, the second most powerful man in the state of Georgia, has told state representatives after he clears a bill to be dropped, to go clear it with the Chamber of Commerce. Kemp aligns himself with the state's business employers. His campaign website says, Governor Kemp built his first business, Kemp Development and Construction Company, with a pickup truck and a shovel. Over 30 years later, he is a successful entrepreneur with companies and investments in banking, farming, timber, manufacturing, and real estate. After spending the last 18 years watching Republican voters in the monthly Saturday morning breakfasts and working in the national and state capitals, said King, I can sadly report that most of the voters have no idea how their government really works.